of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's community kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day, you'll get to hear...
Kendra, say I love you.
les hommes tiennent tout, et dans leur immense majorité, ils ne désirent pas le quitter. Loin de vouloir toujours l'oublier, ils souffrent au contraire de ne point le posséder assez. Étranges citoyens du monde, exilés dans leur propre patrie. Sauf aux instants fulgurants de la plénitude, toute réalité est pour eux inachevée. Leurs actes leur échappent dans d'autres actes, reviennent les juger sous des visages inattendus, fuient comme l'eau de Tantale vers une embouchure encore ignorée. Connaître l'embouchure, dominer le cours du fleuve, saisir enfin la vie comme destin, voilà leur vraie nostalgie, le plus épais de leur patrie. Mais cette vision, qui dans la connaissance au moins les réconcilierait enfin avec eux-mêmes, ne peut apparaître si elle apparaît qu'à ce moment fugitif que la mort tout s'y achève. Pour être une fois au monde, il faut à jamais ne plus être.
We'll be right back. désir éperdu de durer et de posséder souhaite aux êtres qu'il a aimés la stérilité ou la mort. Ceci est la vraie révolte. Ceux qui n'ont pas exigé un jour au moins la virginité absolue des êtres du monde, tremblé de nostalgie et d'impuissance devant son impossibilité, ceux qui, alors sans cesse renvoyés à leur nostalgie d'absolu, ne se sont pas détruits à essayer d'aimer à mi-hauteur, ceux-là ne peuvent comprendre la réalité de la révolte et sa fureur de destruction.
disgusting. I mean, there's a whole comic book dedicated to mutants. Kids are reading this, and they want to be mutants. They want to be mutants. These aren't pus-infested mutants. These are normal people with wings. And they just got the weirdest things. Like steel bones. Can you believe it? Steel bones. One has steel bones. Can you believe that? Can you?
Sign of the time.
Darling.